I think they're going to let us choose our work hours. I heard the managers discussing it.
Really? Choose our own hours? Like any hours at all?
Well, not exactly. I think we can choose to start any time between 8 and 10 in the morning, and then work 8 hours. A lot of places are doing this now.
Wow. When is this supposed to start?
I don't know, but I'm not sure I like the idea.
Why not? It might be good.
Well, maybe for some people. But I think in our department, it'd make it impossible to get anything done. What if you really needed someone, but they'd already left? Everything would have to wait.
Huh, that's a good point. It's probably better if we're all here at the same time.
Exactly. I hope they decide not to do it.
Well, you could say something, couldn't you?
I'm not supposed to know. We'll have to wait for the announcement.
Our office is so noisy, I can hardly get any work done. People are always stopping by my desk and chatting, and the phone's always ringing.
It must be hard to concentrate.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Well, I know what you mean. Even in my small office, it's noisy. And to make things worse, it's being renovated right now, so it's even noisier.
I wonder why they don't let us telecommute. So many companies are allowing that these days. I mean, we all have computers and email, right? So we could do everything at home and then just send in the work.
Yeah, we could. But my boss is kind of old-fashioned. He would never agree to it, even though we'd all get a lot more work done.
I think everyone should do it. No more interruptions. I'd love it.
Oh, so would I. No more morning traffic. No more suits and makeup. Yeah.
You know, it seems like more and more guys in my company are getting time off work when their wives have babies. Not just a couple of days, but like several weeks.
Right. Most places used to just give maternity leave, but now a lot of new dads get leave too.
Yeah. Even my boss took off for a couple of weeks when his wife had their baby.
I don't know if my company does it. I mean, a guy I work with took some time off when his baby was born, but that might have been his vacation. But still, I think new fathers should be able to take time off work, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It really takes two parents to look after a new baby in those first couple of weeks. Or at least, so I've heard.
You know, maybe I should find out what my company's policy is on this. For the future.
I like your jumper, Vince.
Thank you very much. It's cashmere.
Is it?
Cashmere?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, look at you.
Mm.
What, is it designer?
Yep. What? What's wrong? Why are you shaking your head?
Oh,
what?
It's just, you're such a sucker for designer names. It's really funny.
It's quality. The designer's name means quality. I'm not going to buy some cheap thing.
Absolute rubbish.
Why?
But just because you buy design doesn't mean it's quality.
Of course it is.
The stuff I buy is quality, but it's probably about a tenth of the price that you pay.
I agree. I mean, you don't need to buy. You're always in fashionable stuff and you always look absolutely great. But
you buy it for the name, not for because it's quality.
No, but the name equates to quality.
But where's the name? How do we know that that's a designer? You know, it's a plain jumper, Vince.
You
I'm
don't
sorry,
need to know it's...
I've got a cardigan that's just, you know, exactly the same
also
sort of material. Looks cashmere, but it's quality. I wear it all the time. I've actually bought it 3 times running because I just know that I like that style. That suits me and, you know, done and dusted. I don't need to spend however much. Oh gosh, I dare to even think
how much
you spend.
No, it's like those handbags that people buy. I mean, actually,
I don't have handbags.
You've got bags.
Yeah.
That bag.
Man bags.
That leather satchel bag that you bought.
Yes.
Which was like, what, £500 or something?
That's great leather. Have you felt it?
But £500 for a bag?
Yeah, that would last me till I'm, like, getting my pension.
Oh, no, but that isn't why
Vince,
you buy it.
£500, you could go on holiday for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will.
And also, there's no individuality. Like, this, I really like, you know, like this little charity shops, but also the little retro shops.
Oh,
you go in and you stuff around and you know that nobody else will have anything like it.
How do you even stand to be in those places? You walk in and it's just funky. It just smells like my grandmother. And how could you even...
They're not that bad.
No.
But I do agree with Vince. I can't find anything that ever, you know, there's nothing plain. Everything is always slightly original.
It's not. No,
it doesn't suit me though. I can never find anything. I just want, you know, your standard things that suit me, things that look good,
so boring.
Things that will It's not boring. It's just something that, you know, I like. I know that it, you know, works
but
for me.
But why not have something which has kind of got a bit of style to it? That you buy something which on the hanger just doesn't, you know, it's fabric, and you make it into something yourself. So you're stamping your own style onto it.
So you're buying clothes, and then you're spending more money to modify them. Why don't you just buy them the way you want them to be?
Because it doesn't cost anything to modify them. You just put a belt around it or put a few stitches in it.
But where do you find a belt? You have to pay for a belt.
What, £1 from another charity shop?
You are quite creative, Emily. I don't know what I'd do. You know, if I just had a plain top, I'd wear it plain and simple. Whereas you've got a very creative eye, and you're able to, you know, think, okay, how would that work? Would I add a certain accessory?
Everybody can do that. I mean, I just think it's to do with how you look at things. The way that you go and buy something which is manufactured, it's just as it is, makes me seethe. I think it's so horrible. Just everybody you know has got that same bag, that same brand,
and you emblazoned on it. You can find an equally good bag in somewhere for, you know, a quarter of the price.
I don't think so.
So that grin says it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
It came through.
Wow.
Oh, it actually happened.
Yeah, it totally did. I've got a huge amount of cash in the bank. Done.
Wow.
Nice.
Well done.
I could retire now and I'd be fine. It's great.
That's a proper turnaround.
It really is. It's like from this time last year and now it's just night and day. It's just, I can't tell you how awesome it feels.
Are you relieved?
Yeah. So much of myself I put into this thing, and it's finally, I can see the fruits of my labors right there.
It's payback for not having had a weekend for like 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but I like that. That's what it should be. If you're going to pour yourself into a business, then you got to be willing to take that kind of sacrifice. Weekends and everything.
Yeah.
That's the price you pay.
Are you going to use the cash, or are you going to just chill out?
I'll put it back into the business, and we'll see what happens. You know, I'm going to keep trying to make it bigger, bigger and better. That's the way it is. You know, bigger and better every time.
Make sure you have a life at some point.
Well, what's the point of it? I want to have that money as my life. You know what I mean? I need that, and I'll retire a happy, happy man. What can I say?
Mm. Wow, so things are going quite well for you
then.
I wish I could say the same for me.
I heard, man.
I've just lost my job.
I don't know what to do.
What do I do? You know, I've been with them for 5 years, and now I've been made redundant. I hope I can find something else.
Have you got a payoff?
Yeah, I did get a payoff. Yeah, I did get quite a nice lump sum, but still, I can't sit still. I need to be working. Mm-hmm. I can't just take advantage of.
You liked it, didn't you? I mean, why don't you start your own business? You got this lump sum. You can use it as a deposit. Start your own advertising company, it'd be great.
No, I'd be so rubbish at that.
No, you wouldn't.
Where'd you start?
That's what I asked myself, but here I am. I mean, you get to know how to do it.
Yeah, but there's no guarantees. I think you should take some time, have a little think, maybe
you
go away.
But yeah, how do I need to find? I need to find another job. You know, with the advertising company I worked for, it was a great company and it was secure. I couldn't set up my own business.
Yeah, but it gave you the contacts, and you need to risk in order to get any kind of payback.
When did you last have a weekend?
Oh.
I can't remember. I had a weekend last weekend.
Did you?
And
so it was great.
And I went on a bike ride around the park, and it was beautiful.
Exactly, sure, and you can cast your mind away, you know, you can go away from work and forget about it. Whereas running your own business, it's quite tough. You can never take your...
No, you got to be on it.
I don't know if I could do that. I'd always worry about, has this been done or has that been done?
And yeah, you do. Yeah.
Or if you haven't got, one of your members of staff might be ill, then you've got to step in and you've got, you know, Saturdays, you've got to be doing stuff. No, it's not for me. I couldn't do it.
But you really are in control of your destiny. That's what you feel. You feel like it is yours, you know.
I guess.
Which is exciting, but it's pretty terrifying too.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? Like, I don't know. I just really like the steadiness. It's, you know.
So that you'll always stay in charity work, Rhi?
Yeah, I'm lucky. That's good.
In Brighton, you can find the Royal Pavilion, the magnificent seaside palace Prince Regent George IV built for himself. George loved eating, drinking, and partying. And the pavilion was the ideal setting to entertain guests. The prince was also very interested in the arts and architecture, and the palace reflects his tastes. The exterior shows Indian influences, while the interior is just as extravagant, in an oriental style, very fashionable at the time. The long gallery leads from the hall to the reception rooms. In the banqueting room, feasts of up to 70 courses were served under the spectacular chandelier. The kitchen was very modern for its day, with running water and gas lighting. George always employed the best French chefs. After dinner, guests could enjoy concerts or dancing in the music room. Or they might relax in the banqueting room gallery to play cards, drink, and talk. The bedrooms, too, are very richly decorated. This is the king's apartment. George's brothers used the yellow bow rooms, while these rooms were added later by Queen Victoria. The building is surrounded by beautiful gardens in the Regency style. The Royal Pavilion remains a splendid monument to the taste and creativity of George IV.